So to bring it all together, and this is what I want you to do when you're doing your topic exploration, and then pick your top one system. You'll have a screenshot of the system, and then you have your are the perceptual coding principles that are being used, and also the interaction effects that are being tapped into. So in terms of perceptual coding, one of the most important one is position. Another one is color. Then we have motion effects. If things cluster together, that means they're, let's say here, done a in the same time period and have maybe the same rating. And a similarity in terms of having the same color. And then we can see if are there certain genres that are, or let's say from a certain director, that are clustered in the same, have same color icons associated with it. There's no use of connectedness, no connecting lines, there's no containment really, where we have subsets of the data that's contained within bounding lines and so on. So position, color, motion, and proximity and similarity are the main perceptual cues and coding principles that are being used in the star field or the scatter plot display. In terms of interaction, it's direct manipulation. You can interact with the sliders, you can click on the icons, on the little triangles, you get immediate feedback. The controls and this main display are linked. There's not really an animation effect as so much as, let's say, with the cone tree that you've seen. And we have what's called these dynamic sliders, because as you interact with the slider, it immediately updates. And there's semantic zooming, which is not shown in this picture, but in the video, as fewer and fewer items satisfy the criteria being specified, you might see little thumbnails and maybe a little short text description. And you can put your mouse over one of those rectangles and click on it, and you get details on demand. And then the whole notion of output is input. What that means is you interact with a dis with, let's say, with the display, and you make a sub-selection, it automatically updates the controls, or you interact with the controls, it updates the display. And as you interact with the display, you can formulate, which is like the output from your filter settings, you can interact then with the display, and that becomes a new input in terms of filtering the data. So it's basically saying that the controls and the display are can be both used for refining what you're looking for filtering the data.